You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Is being described as a nation without any rule of law. USA's John Clemens has more.
In testimony before the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva, Mike Smith of the UN Commission of Inquiry described the terrible conditions of the prisons in Eritrea.
Metal containers in forbidding heat or mere fences with no shelter for inmates in punishing cold. Where once in one of them, there is a likelihood that you will be subject to torture or to simply punished behavior.
He said tens of thousands are trying to flee the oppression and that Eritreans currently make up the second largest group after Syrians trying to escape to another land. I'm John Clemens.
Hillary Clinton is dodging questions about whether or not she signed a separation statement when she left her job as Secretary of State. A separation statement says an employee will turn over all work-related documents upon leaving the job. Clinton ignored the question of whether she signed such an agreement when a reporter asked her about it Monday. This is USA Radio News.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
The video game community has been dealing with a vicious campaign against women gamers and programmers. USA's Jason Wirt has the story.
The world of video games seems to always be expanding with new games, new devices, and new ideas. However, a group of women standing up for equal opportunities within the industry are being stalked, bullied, and harassed both on and offline. Game creator and programmer Zoe Quinn told USA Radio News about what she's experienced as part of what's being called Gamergate.
People stalking my home, hiring PIs to follow me, sending me death and rape threats just like constantly with my home address attached, stuff like that.
But it's not just threats at her home. Zoe says she's unable to go outside without people letting her know they're watching.
Taking pictures of me in public and posting them on these places that were talking about vivid fantasies of what they would do to me if they saw me.
Democratic Representative Catherine Clark of Massachusetts has asked the FBI to launch investigations into the online harassment. I'm Jason Wirt.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is backing a bipartisan effort that would require President Obama to run any potential nuclear deal with Iran through Congress. The Democrat tells Fox News, Fox and Friends, this legislation is aimed at putting the pressure on Iran.
It says at the end of June, if we don't have a deal, then we double down on sanctions, which we know impairs their economy and hurts Iran.
Many Republicans have been pushing the idea that any deal Obama potentially strikes would simply be an executive treaty. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's 10:05. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. We're at 47 degrees right now in Flemington. The rain is passed us by. It's pretty much off the map and into the ocean at this point. So it's overcast right now and calm in our area. Partly cloudy today for St. Patrick's Day and windy. Slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 59, winds northwest at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Clear skies, a low of 26, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. And except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny tomorrow, a high of 41, winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Sunny on Thursday with a high of 46. Periods of rain and snow Don't get all upset. No accumulation is expected. Temps nearly steady in the mid to upper 30s, so I don't even know how much the snow is going to last. Winds east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation, though, 80%. Snow in the evening will give way to foggy conditions. There's no accumulation for Friday night and Saturday. Partly cloudy skies and a high of 52, so anything that's there will be gone. Sunday, plentiful sunshine and a high of only 36, though. Winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Our temperatures in the area, 47 in Raritan, 47 in Reddington, 48 in Lebanon, 46 in Alexandria, 48 in Kingwood, 47 in Ringos. That is Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're going to take on to Tech Today right now on HunterChamberRadio.com. Day. Welcome to Tech Today on HunterChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out those technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments could include news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. The phone number here in the studio is 908-237-0410, and if you need to contact me outside of the show, bluepantherbiz.com. All right, well, welcome back to Tech Today. Last week we had a guest from Eureka Technologies, and that was Rupak Gupta, and this week we're back to our normal informative hour show to get you up to date on the latest technology news. One of the big things that came out just recently was the FCC tells the ISPs and wireless providers to disclose all the hidden fees. So on March 12th, John Brodkin wrote this article on ArsTechnica.com. Says internet providers ordered to stop hiding the true size of monthly bills. So this will give you a real key to understanding how much you are really paying for internet service versus how much you're paying for other items that have been added on that you are not aware of. New rules for home internet providers and wireless carriers, that includes Verizon and CenturyLink and all the other ones, require them to be truthful about how much their service actually costs. As part of the transparency requirements in the Federal Communications Net Neutrality Order, internet providers have to clearly detail all charges, such as modem rental and installation fees, and disclose the full monthly price that will go into effect after any promotional pricing expires. The new disclosure rule is more specific than a previous one, the FCC said. Quote, the existing transparency rule defines the required disclosure of commercial items to include pricing, privacy policies, and redress options. The FCC's new order said of the pre-existing rule, quote, while we do not take any additional action concerning the requirement to disclose privacy policies and redress options, the record demonstrates need for specific required disclosures about price and related terms, unquote. The new rule specifies that home internet providers and cellular carriers must make the following disclosures. Price, the full monthly service charge, Any promotional rates should be clearly noted as such. Specify the duration of the promotional period and note the full monthly service charge the consumer will incur after the expiration of the promotional period. Other fees. All additional one-time and/or recurring fees and/or surcharges the consumer may incur either to initiate, maintain, or discontinue service, including the name, definition, and cost of each additional fee. These may include modem rental fees, installation fees, service charges, and early termination fees, among others. Data caps and allowances. Any data caps or allowances that are part of the plan the consumer is purchasing, as well as the consequences of exceeding the cap or allowance. Additional charges, loss of service for the remainder of the billing cycle. All right, so there you have it. The transparency rule won't go into effect right away. The net neutrality bans on blocking, throttling, and paid prioritization will take effect 60 days after publication in the Federal Register. But new disclosure requirements require an additional approval by the Office of Management and Budget to comply with the Paperwork Reduction Act. Deceptive advertising is a real problem for consumers. DirecTV just got sued by the Federal Trade Commission, which accused the TV provider of deceptive advertising that tricked customers into paying hundreds more dollars after discounted pricing expired. The FCC rules apply to broadband rather than TV service, but could lead to similar actions that force internet providers to be more honest about what that service actually cost. It might prevent situations like this one, where a customer's $90 Time Warner cable bill jumped to $190 after 2 years. So go out, check your internet service provider bill. See what it's all about. For those of you that bundle, you have to understand that the bundling has a price that because you brought your internet service provider into the bundling, you have to understand that price and do some comparison shopping. For those of you that rent modems, that is a complete waste of money. You're paying $7 to $10 a month. A modem costs $60 to buy, and they last almost forever. So you will save money in 6 months if you simply go out and buy a modem. So there's no reason to do that. Buy it off of Amazon. Find the ones that are compatible with your network. Buy it. Call up the internet service provider. Tell them you have a new modem. You have to give them the number, which is called the MAC address. It's a label. It's on the bottom of the modem. They will type that in. They will offer it. They will reboot it, and then it'll magically work. It takes longer to wait on the phone than it does to actually reboot the modem, and then you send your other one back, and you save yourself $10 a month. Why wouldn't you do that? That's a waste of money. So go and do that, and if it breaks, you could buy another one. It's really not that hard, because it's going to be much more of a headache for them to come out and replace your other modem, if they ever bother to come out and do it. All right, there you have it. That's the first thing on the list there. Transparency is going to take place in our monthly bills. Hopefully cable will be the same soon. 7 awesome apps, paid iPhone and iPad apps on sale for free right now. I've been doing a couple of these. This one came out on March 13th from BGR News. It's on yahoo.com. And so here are 7 apps that are available for iPhone and iPad. One is called Focus Twist. We've got, it's a, allows you to move your finger around and it changes the focus of your phone to certain areas of the screen. Focusing an image after you take it works great on for food, toys, fashion, nature, architecture, and any scene with multiple elements to focus on. For best results, compose a scene with something interesting very close to your phone's camera, 3 to 4 inches, and another element really far away, greater than 5. Try to hold the phone still during the few seconds it takes to focus and capture a twist. So it's a great little camera image to help you camera app to help you create interesting photos. Check, check, a simple iCloud-enabled iOS 6.8 optimized app to manage all your checklists. Use it for things like travel packing lists, daily tasks, home inspections, gear to bring to a photo shoot. So it's a great little list to check. So that one's there. What else do I have? Loose Leaf. So Loose Leaf apparently creates a collage for you of various pictures. So you grab some pictures and you can make a quick collage out of them. Shopping list. Been very interested in shopping lists. But quite honestly, the shopping lists that I'm interested in is somehow being able to use scan barcodes to keep track of things that I've used out of the refrigerator. So download Sound Catcher is another one that's available. Apparently, you can create sounds or capture sounds from your phone. Daily, D-A-Y-L-I, create daily photo journals for all the important things in your life so you can keep track of your life there. So how to, and we got Soundcatcher daily. A lot of changes in a day. Daily helps you make sure that you don't miss anything. Daily lets you take pictures every day and turn them into an awesome time-lapse video. So you can kind of relive your life. I don't know. Some things, I think, just kind of bring more. They're intriguing for the beginning, and then they just add more stress to your life. But you got to try them, because you might find a good business case for using that. So check it out. It is 10:18. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call Ashore Shred. Ashore Shred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call Ashore Shred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566. 1566.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
It's 10:22. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com, where we go over tech news and advice and opportunities. And one of the opportunities that is out there is Sprint. Sprint will cover all costs to switch carriers. A limited time deals, see Sprint offering to pay for your early termination fees and handset costs. This was on CNET.com. And published on March 13th. And it says that Sprint today announced a limited time promotion where it dangles an even bigger carrot in front of anyone willing to switch carriers. Starting immediately, the carrier will pay not only your early termination fees, but also the remainder of your current handset's installment plan. Sprint doesn't care how much it owes, it will eat the cost regardless. There is, of course, fine print. You'll have to trade in your existing device, and it must be in good working order. And to get to the deal, you'll need to submit a copy of your bill with the termination fees and final installment balance showing. Sprint will then send you an American Express reward card within about 2 weeks' time. It's not clear how long Sprint plans to offer this new rate plan. CNET has contacted Sprint for clarification and will update the post with any new information, which has not taken place. Now, that sounds great, but there's a couple of things to think about, and I'm only offering this as devil's advocate. First is Sprint is hurting, number one. That doesn't mean it's going out of business tomorrow, but there's an obvious reason why Sprint is trying to woo you away from any of the other carriers, T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T. So understand that, first of all. Number two. No matter how much of a great deal you get, if your phone doesn't work, it's not worth it. So, in my particular case, Sprint and T-Mobile does not work at my home. There is no antenna near my home to make Sprint and T-Mobile function at any usable rate. So, even if I was going to acquire this deal, I'm paying for a brick that doesn't work. So if you're going to make this consideration, you need to look at what your daily use of your phone is and make your determination. Go to the maps and find your house and find your place of work or find where you do business, conduct business, or find your commute and make sure that whatever carrier you decide to choose has coverage where you can actually function and use the phone. Not just any coverage, 4G coverage for your internet work, and 3G coverage for your phone and or your texting. So, and you have to determine what your activity is. If you can handle those sacrifices, or there is no sacrifice at all for where you happen to live and work, then it might be a pretty good deal. But don't jump to that soon until you figure out exactly how it works, because you're not going to be very happy if you learn that your phone is not functioning properly because of the coverage. All right, so there you have it. Sprint making a new offer. It's available, and there's no time limit, but it's obviously got its some time limit. There's a hidden iOS 8.2 app you didn't know that is installed on your iPhone, says BGR Chris Smith from March 13th. He says Apple's iOS 8.2 update brings Apple Watch compatibility via a special app that lets users pair the smartwatch with the iPhone. But that's not the only new Apple application included in the iOS update, as developer Hamza Sood has discovered. He says the iOS 8.2 build also contains a special fitness app called Activity that appears on the iPhone's home screen once an Apple Watch is paired with the device. As soon as Activity is set up on the watch, the app is unlocked and can be used on the iPhone. The application has already been shown in marketing materials and should offer users access to fitness data, displaying the same activity rings you get to see on the Apple Watch for standing, walking, and exercising. Without a watch, though, the fitness app is pretty much useless. The iPhone app stores data captured by the watch, and it's able to show stats over time as well as achievements. Unsurprisingly, the app can share data with the health app, which means other third-party health apps can access that data to offer additional features, assuming you decided to allow them access to it. There's a whole bunch of screenshots of it on this article. So if you want to go out and check it out, it is on yahoo.com. So look up the article title there, Hidden iOS 8.2 App. I think one people would also say is it's nice, but then again, it's also taking up storage. Well, I don't know how much space those apps are really taking up, but it is frustrating to learn that you have apps on your phone that you might not actually want or use. And so might pay to figure out how to jailbreak your Apple iPhone. You understand, though, if you do that, you are avoiding the warranty, or to root your Android device to get bloatware, what we call bloatware, applications that you really don't want that's put on there to get them off. You're going to have to root your Android or jailbreak your iPhone to be able to do that. It voids the warranty, so if you're going up to a Verizon store after you do that, you're going to get some quizzical looks some unfortunate news. But it doesn't actually break the phone. You can actually completely replace the operating system again if you want to. But if you're having a problem with the phone after you have jailbreaked it or rooted it, you can't bring that jailbroken or rooted phone to a store to get help. So if you're not very technically savvy, don't do it. But if you want to get rid of bloatware, that's the way you do it. It is 10:29. We're going to take a break. News and weather up next. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. A wealthy heir to a New York real estate fortune, Robert Durst, has been arrested on a murder warrant from Los Angeles. AP correspondent Martin DeCaro reports.
His defense lawyer says Robert Durst was arrested at a New Orleans hotel by the FBI on a warrant for the murder of Susan Berman 15 years ago. It comes before the finale of a six-part HBO documentary detailing his eccentric life of wealth and privilege, as well as the suspected link to Berman's demise. Defense attorney Chip Lewis says Durst is waiving extradition so he can face the charges in Los Angeles. The 71-year-old Durst has never been charged in the unsolved murder of Berman in the Hollywood section of L.A. or in the 1982 disappearance of his wife, Kathy. I'm Martin DeCaro.
You can always find this story and more news on our website, usaheadlinenews.com is where you'll find us. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is USA Radio News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Tonight, after The Voice, the experts of love return on an all-new season of Undateable.
My dearest Erica.
Nuh-uh. You get six words, three of which must be slap that ass.
Then, from executive producer Ellen DeGeneres, it's the premiere of One Big Happy.
So you're the wife?
Oh, no, I'm his wife. Yeah, I'm his lesbian best friend. She's having his baby. We all live together.
I'm just gonna move my pen around, make you think I wrote that down.
It's two great comedy premieres tonight, right after The Voice on NBC.
A Los Angeles police officer has been charged with smuggling a Mexican man into the country in the trunk of an SUV. A federal complaint filed Monday says 34-year-old Carlos Gazeta Jr. tried to enter the U.S. at San Diego's Otay Mesa port of entry. He and a 31-year-old female passenger were arrested Saturday night after an X-ray machine alerted border inspectors that a man was hiding in the spare tire area of a Nissan Juke. New Jersey's state Senate has passed a resolution that calls for a judge to reject Governor Chris Christie's $225 million settlement with ExxonMobil. Lawmakers approved the measure Monday, condemning the settlement, saying the deal is far less than the $8.9 billion the state had sought, and called it grossly inappropriate, improper, and inadequate. Christie has said that in addition to the proposed settlement, ExxonMobil still carries responsibility for cleaning up the polluted sites at Bayonne and Linden. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my GEICO insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the GEICO app.
The Obama administration is rejecting claims that it is meddling in the upcoming Israeli election. USA's Middle East correspondent Brian Schrager explains.
A source told the U.S. Senate Investigatory Committee that the administration could have funded the One Voice movement. One Voice is a Washington-based group that has received $350,000 in recent State Department grants. That money, in turn, could have been funneled to the Israel-based Victory 15 campaign. Victory 15 seeks to replace the government in Israel and is a subsidiary of One Voice. It also supports a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. In Jerusalem, I'm Brian Schrager.
A closed Philadelphia train stop, commonly referred to as Ghost Station, could be reopened at a cost exceeding $18 million. The Delaware River Port Authority is due to receive on Wednesday a report examining the feasibility of reopening the Port Authority Transit Corporation's Franklin Square station in the Old City section of Philadelphia. The station was abandoned in 1979 and is dimly lit and eerie. The report says it would cost $18.5 million to resurrect it and another $8 million to install escalators and reopen additional entrances. The station would serve 1,300 passengers each day, but the study says most of those already use another station in downtown Philadelphia.
It's 10:35. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. We're at 52 degrees right now in overcast skies. Calm winds gusting up to 1 mile an hour. Today is St. Patrick's Day. It's partly cloudy and windy today. A slight chance of rain shower, a high of 59. Winds northwest at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, a low of 26. Winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. And except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and a high of 41 tomorrow. Winds northwest 15 to 25 miles an hour. Sunny and a high of 46 for Thursday. Periods of rain and snow on Friday, the 20th. No accumulation is expected. Temperatures steady in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy skies on Saturday with a high of 52 and plentiful sunshine, but a high of only 36 on Sunday. Temperatures in our area, 49 in Pittstown, 53 in Lebanon, 54 in Tewksbury, 52 in Hillsboro, 54 in Hopewell, and 51 in New Hope. Time for more of Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. All right, welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. We were talking a little while ago about those hidden apps on your iPhone. Well, how about this? 6 iOS apps that could make the Apple Watch indispensable. A lot of people have been talking. It's funny. I'll be walking down the street, or I'll be on a train, and I'll hear people talking about the watch. And you hear the opinions as to, I'm not wearing a watch. I haven't worn a watch in years. And you know that Apple and whoever, and Samsung and all the other watch makers are going to need to find ways to make it intriguing, to try it and to see what's going to do. And as soon as you try it, that's when the paradigm shift takes place. So right now it's just conjecture, but it's funny to go through this exercise. So we really don't know too much about the apps that make up the ecosystem for the new Apple Watch, but here are some of the potential directions it could go, says John Boitnot, journalist and digital consultant for Inc.com. And he says the first one is Postmates. In 15 states, you can use Postmates to summon a courier to pick up food from restaurants and don't deliver. This ranges from simply getting a burrito from Chipotle to ordering expensive prime rib from a fancy restaurant. An Apple Watch version of this could order your favorite meals in a few taps or scroll through nearby restaurants precisely using the crown, that little wheel on the side of the watch. Quickie is an Android and iOS app that launched in January that is similar in many ways to the Apple Watch's own Sketch feature. You send either text-based or sketch-based messages, even a collection of quickly snapped photos, and they'll disappear a few seconds after they arrive on the other user's phone. In Quickie's case, they are already preparing an Apple Watch and Android Wear version of their app to connect to your phone's contacts, which could mean a more complex and cross-platform competitor to the Apple's own product. Dropcam is a Wi-Fi-based camera that lets you keep an eye on your home while you're away, and it may be a fit for your Apple Watch to be used to look on your dog or loved one while you're away. As the Dropcam itself is naturally placed to look in one position, it doesn't pivot or move mechanically. You could easily use the crown of the watch to zoom in, zoom out, or specific details in the picture, and if necessary, choose a different area to focus on by using your finger. iCracked. You're walking along the street and your phone drops out of your pocket. The screen smashes, leaving the device almost completely useless. iCracked's technicians, who now cover most of the country and launched in London, England, are able to fix broken screens and other damages to your iPhone in a call, or in a cafe, or in your home. Potentially, even if your iPhone screen isn't functional, its GPS and data functionality relayed through a potential watch app could inform a tech of your location and tell them what's wrong with the phone in a few taps. Workflow, as an app automation of workflow, could be a good fit for the small screen of the Apple Watch. Workflow creates a series of tasks that they call apps that your phone carries out. Some, such as making a GIF and messaging it, wouldn't be that useful, but workflow comes with tasks such as navigate to nearest coffee shop and order Uber to my next appointment. Being able to tap your wrist a few times to make one of these complex actions happen would be a huge boon for time savers. And iTranslate. If you're traveling and completely lost or just need to know a particular word, the Apple Watch combined with iTranslate could be really valuable. The app already allows you to speak into your phone to ask how to say a particular phrase, and so speaking into your wrist, like certain legendary detectives, to find out how to say something would be a highly valuable addition to the watch. If you're traveling, you could theoretically speak into the watch and have the word you want to say appear so a local passerby can understand. It's essentially the beginning of a universal translator, like the kind you see on Star Trek and other sci-fi shows. We may not have widely available flying cars or jetpacks yet, but in a lot of ways the future has arrived already. Some of those are okay. I guess my real question, and again, I'm just talking from my own experience, is the app works on the phone. So why is it so much more difficult to pick up the phone to do that app versus having another piece of technology on your wrist and worry about the Bluetooth connection between your phone and your iWatch to get an app to work when you could simply just pull the app out of your phone on your phone? I don't understand that. Some people like the coolness. I know there's a coolness factor. I'm not into coolness, but I know it's there. So it's 10:42. Facebook clarifies rules on banned content, says Reuters' Alexei Orozkovich. And he says, Facebook Inc. clarified its rules banning certain content from its social network as the internet company strives to curb controversial posts such as support for violent military groups and nudity without damaging its status as a global hub for users to share information. The 1.39 billion member social network updated its community standards late Sunday, providing specific examples of content prohibited under its general rules against direct threats, hate speech, and criminal activity. While Facebook has long forbidden groups it deems to be terrorist organizations from posting content on its service, the company specified that it will remove content that expresses support for such groups or praises their leaders. Facebook also made clear that images shared in revenge or without permission, often referred to as revenge porn, are forbidden, but photos of women breastfeeding, post-mastectomy, scarring, and images of paintings and sculptures with nude figures are permissible. The clarification comes as social media companies such as Facebook and Twitter grapple with self-regulated technology that is as easily used for harassment and online bullying as it is for sharing sports videos and news articles. Having a voice is not some absolute state. It's not the case that you either have a voice or you don't, Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg said in a post on his Facebook page on Sunday. Zuckerberg said Facebook was not actually changing any of its policies or standards, but merely providing more guidance. People rightfully want to know what content we will take down, that controversial content we'll leave up, and why, Zuckerberg wrote. Images of graphic violence and nudity have long been problematic for Facebook. So there you have it. They're clarifying it, and now you know if you happen to go in that direction that you could, in fact, have that information taken down. It's 10:45. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Tech Today is what you're listening to, and we're on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
got a friend.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You shouldn't give for the accolades. You shouldn't give for the back pats. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only: to give. Come into any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving, and join us as we help support local charities across the country all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good for the community you call home. And on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
It is 10:47. You're listening to Tech Today on Hunter Chamber Radio.com. We talk all about all the crazy things that are going on in social media and how privacy is being thwarted. Here's an interesting article that says that 30% of U.S. adults try to shield cyber info. And it comes from a poll from Reuters. Article was published today, as a matter of fact. And it says that 30% of adults in the United States have taken steps to hide their information from government surveillance programs monitoring phone and electronic communications, a Pew Research Center survey said on Monday. About a quarter, or 22%, said they had changed use of various technology platforms a great deal, or somewhat, since Edward Snowden, a former National Security Agency contractor, disclosed the surveillance programs in mid-2013. Quote, we find that a portion of the population is adjusting some activity, at least in some simple ways, like changing their privacy settings and being a bit more discreet in the things that they say and search for, said Lee Rainey, who's the director of Internet Science and Technology Research at Pew Research Center. 87% of Americans have heard of at least something about the monitoring programs, the survey showed. Among that group, 17% said they had changed privacy settings on social media to shield information from the government. 15% have avoided certain software applications, and 15% have used social media less often. 57% of those surveyed said it was unacceptable for the government to monitor the communications of U.S. citizens, but about 4 in 5 said it was acceptable to monitor communications of suspected terrorists. 60% said it was okay to monitor the communications of U.S. and foreign leaders. Overall, 52% of Americans described themselves as very concerned or somewhat concerned about the government monitoring programs. Nearly half said that they were not very concerned or not at all concerned. Rainey was to release the findings in a presentation at the South by Southwest Conference in Austin, Texas. The survey from Pew comprised of 475 adults and was carried out between November 26, 2014 and January 3rd. The sampling error is 5.6 percentage points. Very interesting. You really don't know what your actions are going to accomplish, quite honestly. I did mention that if you are wanting to curtail the monitoring of your browser activity, there is a browser called Tor, T-O-R, that is out there that gives you the ability to do that. It's a little quirky. It is open source, but it is a little quirky and doesn't exactly work all the time like a Firefox or Chrome does. And we did talk about the appliance that you could plug in that would actually change the servers that you go to via Tor browsing technology. So the stuff's getting out there, but we are certainly changing direction and trying to somehow make a difference based on the result that a good old government has afforded us. Windows 10 continues to make the news. And an article here by The Verge says that Windows 10 will give you more storage space, says Tom Warren. I'm wondering how they're going to give you more storage space. We'll find out. Windows 10 might be bringing back the start menu and more friendly desktop options, but it also has some improvements that you won't notice with all the new UI and features. In a blog post detailing Windows 10's storage requirements, Microsoft reveals that the current preview builds of the new operating system have some rather impressive space-saving techniques. Using the file compression, Microsoft has managed to give back around 1.5 gig of storage for 32-bit systems and 2.6 gig on 64-bit machines. The same savings in compression will also apply to phones running Windows 10 in the future. It's not the only space saving, though. Windows 10's refresh and reset options will no longer use a separate recovery image that's usually pre-installed by PC makers. This frees up another 4 gig, up to 12 gig, depending on the particular PC, make, and model. So, a total of nearly 15 gig of storage savings on some machines. Phones won't benefit from the change as they have a different recovery solution. But tablets, laptops, and desktops, all using Windows 10, will see space increase. Microsoft has long used compression in Windows, but it appears the company has found an improved way to ensure compressing system files doesn't hinder Windows 10. Microsoft looks at the amount of RAM a system has and how fast its processor can decompress files before it uses compression on system files. If compressed system files will give you storage capacity back without compromising your device's responsiveness, then upgrade will automatically compress Windows 10, notes a Microsoft spokesperson. Existing devices will benefit from the Windows 10 upgrade alongside new machines that ship when the operating system is available later this year. You should note, though, that compression is available now on your Windows system. So in the event that you are running out of space, you might want to look into compressing certain large directories. As it advises, perhaps you don't want to compress everything because it might make it slower. So you don't want to compress the program, the system file, system directories, the Windows directory, essentially. You might want to leave that uncompressed. But all your data, especially your music or your photos, you might want to compress those. They don't destroy the files. They simply put them in a compressed state, and it gets you more space on your machine. It's available. You go to Computer. You right-click on the directories that you want to compress. You go to Properties, and you can ask to have them compressed. It'll take a little while. You're probably going to want to do it overnight and wake up in the morning and have them all done. So Windows 10 continues on its way. And last but not least, we're back to Apple. Apple reportedly hopes to lure Android switchers from trade-in program. Chris Welch on March 16th says that according to a new report from 9 to 5 Mac, Apple will soon make perhaps its most aggressive push yet to court Android users and get them switched over to their iPhone. The company hopes to accomplish this through a trade-in promotion that will be offered at the Apple retail stores. For the first time, that trade-in and recycling program will be expanded to accept non-Apple smartphones. Customers receive a gift card for handing over their current device towards the purchase of a new iPhone, but previously the option was limited to Apple's own hardware and included Android products from Samsung, Motorola, LG, and other manufacturers. Much like the existing program, Apple's retail staff will put a trade-in value on your phone based on its cosmetic condition. If there are any obvious scratches, dings, or other defects, the gift card you receive will be worth substantially less. Phones being handed in will also need to be functioning properly. Even if your Android device is in flawless condition, you'd probably be better off selling it on eBay, Amazon, Craigslist, or with other services like Swappa. All right, so 9to5 says the Apple's retail employees will help Android users transfer their contacts over to new iPhone, and training for the updated trade program will reportedly begin later this week. Beyond contacts, customers will be responsible for backing up and preserving their imported data and making the switch. Apple previously launched a guide designed to help Android owners breeze through that transition to iOS and iPhone. It offers a step-by-step tutorial for moving photos, music, and documents over to Apple's handset. It's 10:57. It's time for me to bow on out of here. The Some Things About Money team is on their way. Well, the Some Things About Money team is not coming. They're going to do a rewind. So, the mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. Do not fear it. Understand it. Embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today. We will be hopefully imparting that mission onto you. We'll talk to you next week. We're rewinding, and we'll be back with Food for Thought at noon. Take care.
Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@huntington-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Huntington, buy local. Visit www.huntingtonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
You shouldn't give for the accolades. You shouldn't give for the backpats. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only: to give. Come in to any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving, and join us as we help support local charities across the country all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good for the community you call home. And on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
The Huntington County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to forwardnewjersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news.